use change requests for nightly rentals on a property presented as Hummingbird Resort. They were going to build a resort. The application for a use change to nightly rentals was initially denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission at that meeting on May 11th. And it was denied on the basis of compatibility. Went through the appeals process, got overturned by the Board of Adjustment. I appealed it to the Taney County Commission. And after hearing on October 13th, 2020, the County Commission findings facts stated, quote, the proposed use of the property as nightly rentals is not compatible with the adjacent East Fork subdivision to the north. The residence is located east of the property along Hampton Road and the vacant land to the west and south. And the statute on this at the time stated that, quote, the county commission's overriding authority will be final. That was the first time it was rejected. Then Taney County had a meeting in April 2021, adopting new planning and zoning regulations. Under the new regulations, a request was made for the rezoning of all of this property, minus one parcel I'll get to in a minute, along with other parcels of the original Hummingbird Resort proposal. The rezoning from R1 was denied at that time. That's the second denial of the thing. All right. On December 13th, 2021, a public hearing was held for a conditional use permit of Lot 9 of Cleveland Ridge subdivision. That permit was denied by this commission. That's the third time that the same property has been denied. It goes back to the same property that was in the original resort plus a piece of property that they purchased. So we're looking at the same thing, except it's larger now. They've got more property. All right. Our neighborhood it's got most of the same people. The demographics changed a little bit. Had a couple of elderly people pass, and we got younger families in, more kids in the neighborhood now. Same houses that were there in 2020. Nothing's changed in our neighborhood that would make it compatible for nightly rentals now. Over the last 3.5 years, the Planning and Zoning Commission has three times denied, and the Taney County Commission also voted that nightly rental was not compatible in this neighborhood. It's the same people, same thing. They were able to get the conditional use, and I made the comment at that time that this conditional use was going to be used as a springboard to try to get this resort back in. And here we are. And the I've got some I went out today, and one of the things that has changed a little bit, we got some new families in there. That family lives right there in the where his driveway goes off to the right, and it has it's up by the mailboxes and where the school bus turns around and all. This family, they actually rent that house. They don't own it, but they have voice concerns that some of our neighbors have spoken to them about it, and they weren't aware of some of this. And those people, there's three pictures in there. They put this sign in their yard. Traffic situation has gotten ridiculous down there. And like I said, we have more young children now than we had then. If it was not compatible 3.5 years ago and twice since then, there's no way it can be compatible tonight. I thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in this section here? There she comes.
My name is Margie Clark, and I live at 160 Live Oak Lane. We were never at the open house. We were never invited to that. I want to second that. We have 35 residences there. They're home-owned, they're property-owned, families, dwelling places that are in close proximity to this Ruby's Rest area here. We can hear their voices. We can hear them talking. And when they did have the over-rental that one night, there was sound and noise going all through our neighborhood. We have had emus walking up and down Hampton because they have a petting zoo going on in there. We had to call the the animal control people to come and get these out of the way because they were blocking our traffic. We have a small road coming in on Hampton. Hampton is the in and out road for this little neighborhood of 35 houses. We are on roads called Hampton, Bristol, Live Oak, and Yates. And then there's that little Ruby Rest place right there, right in the middle of all of it. And we are all in close proximity. We all walk up and down Hampton and up and down those streets as families. There are children, babies, and it is very dangerous, you know, for the traffic coming in here. We're going to have more people coming in. It will be even more dangerous. But the thing is that he's acting like he's really sad about all of this. But he has not talked to the neighbors. None of the neighbors have given any condoning, yes, we want this. Every one of us do not want it. The people that are here could not make it tonight. So we are making a petition and having it notarized by your courts. Again, we did this 2 years ago to say that we do not want this here. And this rezoning here is residential district from residential district to rental district. We just got zoned in as a residential neighborhood here. All of these streets here, every one of us, Live Oak, Yates, Ruby's Rest, Bristol, and Hampton. And we are in a residential zoning area. If they are a rental district zoning, does that take them out of the residential zoning area in this very close-knit group here? We are in such close proximity, we can all walk from one end of Hampton and back to Hampton in 6 minutes. We're all close. They took pictures making it look like there's nobody around them, nowhere near them. We are all in close proximity to these people. And so here we are. Are we going to be rezoned now? Are they going to be rezoned independent of our zoning here that surrounds them in close proximity? And they will be able to do their, commercial zoning, kind of another term for commercial zoning is the what do you call it here? You have to excuse me. I'm not good in all of these terms here. RNR1 rezoning district, does that take us out of that zoning for residential that we have for this whole neighborhood? Now that independence makes them independent so that they're free to bring in this somewhat commercial thing with their petting zoos and with their they have little rides that they take people back in on and jeeps back into their little land there right there. But hey, we've got the emus out on the highway there. It's not spacey there, folks. We invite you to come and see it. But we will have this petition for your courts again that we are not one of us are for this thing. And he says he's talked to us, and we thought, we're all for it. I'm sorry. There's nobody here that is for it. They're the only ones that are for it, and they had their own family and friends at their open house. We are each citizens here and residences here. We work here. Our paychecks are here. Our money goes into the businesses here. We go to the schools here. We pay our taxes here, and we are civically active here for Taney County. We've been faithful to you, and we are good citizens here. And we've been deeply rooted and grounded here in single-family homes owning property here, sirs. And if you were going to have them these brought into your home, your neighborhood, where they're right in your backyard, although they're saying they have all this land and they're offset on by themselves, which they are not, would you like to have them, these nightly rentals, in your neighborhood where these transient people coming in overnight can walk among your children and can come up into your properties? We've already had that happen already, where they've come into our properties and walked on our properties at night, late at night. And so we'd like to know if you would invite them into your neighborhood and pass this NR1 single-family night rental district situation into your homes. I'm sorry, I'm going on, but I haven't done this before, and I'm a woman. And we're very adamant, and we're in this together. We are none of us of these 35 residences and homes here for this, sirs. And we will bring the petition to you and have it notarized by the court, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Hi, my name is Michael Thompson. I live at 160 Yates, so just a hair north of all this. I didn't even know there was a new cabin built there that was provisional or whatever. That's new to me tonight. Never heard of an open house till tonight. Knew nothing about any of this. I was here a couple years back. It was at 2020, and it was all shut down. A couple of my big concerns, the school bus stop is right at the beginning of their driveway. That's where all the kids from the whole neighborhood go to stand to catch the bus. I may not look like it, but I have a 7-year-old son. And he walks down there every day by himself, waits for the bus. Bus drops him off. He walks home. I really don't want a bunch of visitors to our neighborhood, right, literally right there where the bus picks up. The street coming into our neighborhood, it's barely wide enough for two cars. You know, there's times where people go off on the side when you're coming around the corner, coming down Hampton from 160. It's not designed for that. And the emu, I didn't even know that's. I came home one day and I was like, it's an emu? I didn't even know where it came from. So this is all kind of new to me. I'm not very thrilled about it. It was shut down before. I thought we were all good. That's about what all I have.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in this area? Lady in the back.
My name is Barbara Coleman. I live at 1131 Hampton Road. How we ended up on Hampton Road was our family bought about 50 acres across the street from them about 33 years ago. And we owned a motel in Branson. Well, what we wanted to do was to get off the Branson Strip with all the tourists and with all the traffic. And that is one of my main concerns about the nightly rental going up there. Hampton Road is a little narrow road off of 248. We're about 10 miles from the Branson Strip, mostly residential with some agricultural land. And that's why, you know, we moved out there. And that's probably why some of you maybe live over here in Forsyth or Taneyville. We just didn't want to have to face the tourists and the traffic. Very quiet neighborhood, and that's why we don't want the nightly rentals across the street from us. It will be right in the backyards of the people that live on Live Oak. It would be similar to somebody wanting to build a mini resort over here on Forsyth Taneyville Road. There's nothing down there, absolutely no big attractions for tourists to even come and see. It's just a quiet little community. In fact, we even talked to a local banker, and he told us that they weren't even loaning money anymore on property that was designated strictly for nightly rentals. I mean, our market is saturated.